This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks. With more than 60,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/lost. Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm where the heck is Sawyer?
Good question.
Well, everyone's been asking. I get emails. Hey, do you know where Sawyer's at?
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing better than most of the people in the temple.
I know, right?
Let's just say that. Someone tells you to get out of the temple, get out of the temple. I've watched enough Lost to know, get out.
Did Cindy make it?
I think she did.
I think she has to.
She's off serving drinks and passing out peanuts as we speak.
Man, wow, this is... I think this is hands down the darkest episode of Lost. I mean, this one was just like dark, dark, dark.
Did you like the song that was playing?
That thing was just creepy.
Put it in your pocket, save it for a bloody day. I was singing for a bloody day because...
Well, that's so original.
Well, it was a bloody day.
But man, it was just... That was a pretty dark episode.
Were they going for a Grey's Anatomy ending there, or the music montage?
No, they've done music montages before.
I'm kidding.
It was a really good episode. We'll get to that in the last recap. We got a lot of feedback as well. Jack, do you have a new crackpot theory of the week?
After it was spoiled during the episode, yes, I do.
I called your crackpot theory of the week because I'm just that awesome.
I was waiting. I go, please, okay, we got like 10 more minutes. Don't say it.
It was only like half. It was like the beginning of the episode still.
Well, yeah, but I was hoping they wouldn't say it.
So, we have some announcements to make on the 30-hour Autism Speaks podcast. We'll put that towards the end. Some dates for the Lost contest, the Howled In contest, partnership with Global Cash Card. Here's some deadlines. March 31st is the deadline for submission for your videos.
You want to enter, guys.
March 31st. Remember... Finalists, top 10 finalists will receive a replica four-toed statue. The grand prize is a full-on replica of the Dharma van. This thing is amazing.
They have the 8-track tape player in there.
Yeah, they got the 8-track tape, but we'll let them put that up on the site at globalcashcard.com/lost for all details.
Also, you can follow them on Twitter contest. Was it Lost Contest?
Yeah, twitter.com/lost contest. The finalists will be announced April 5th. Voting ends May 9th. And the winner will be announced at our party, our Lost finale party in LA on May 23rd. We have a venue, but we cannot announce it yet because just the final things have not been signed. But let me tell you this right now. This venue is amazing.
It's very, very, very cool. It seats 5 people. It might be a little crowded.
And it's my grandmother's living room. Okay.
Yay!
But no, it's very cool. And we'll announce that on Friday morning show.
People have been asking East Coast feed, West Coast feed. We decided to go Central.
Central.
Central. So there, right there.
But
so
more details will be coming up on that. All right, so Jack, are you ready to get in some Lost recap?
Lost recap!
Here we go.
Lost recap! Lost recap! Lost recap!
All right, it's last recap time. Had a new episode today, Sundown.
Which I had, again, if you knew the title, would it have spoiled you?
No, and that's what I love. You know, they were going kind of parallel with season one in terms of the centric episodes. And so this one, I was totally down for this being a Sun and Jin episode. But no, they did, you know, pull the old carpet under our
feet. I got spoiled
there
with some emails, but other than that, I knew it was a Saeed centric.
Yeah, I think Colleen told me, and you know, I say I hate spoilers, but since she still just says it anyway. But no, I remain pretty spoiler free, and I still didn't really know it was gonna be a Saeed episode until I think like yesterday. So it was nice that it was a bit of a change of pace.
Plus,
you probably
forgot about it anyway.
Exactly, that's what's great about
it. About halfway through, you went, "Hey, this is Saeed." Exactly, it has nothing to do with Sun. Because you're pretty quick.
Pretty quick at, forgetting things?
Yeah. Well, you're just you're from your DA.
I have a photographic memory, but it just depends on what I want to apply.
Well, take
it to.
Lens cap off.
Exactly, right?
All right.
All right, so this was a Saeed-centric episode, and it opens up with Saeed after he landed at LAX, and he's in a taxi.
He's a big tipper, we find out.
Yeah.
Keep the change.
And he goes to see Nadia, but Nadia is not his wife or even girlfriend.
He's bringing flowers.
Exactly, so you're kind of thinking that, but no, Nadia is actually with his brother, and she has kids with his brother.
Huh.
But the brother's not, you know, he's kind of suspicious since...
he's kind of shady.
Yeah. And we'll get more on that later. We go out of the flash sideways to Saeed, who goes to Dogen. And, you know, he wants to know what they did, why they did it. And Dogen has a nice little speech there saying, you know, there's a way or pendulum.
Well, there's a scale.
There's a scale.
And one side's good.
And one side's evil.
And you came out on the wrong side.
Which is kind of calling back to in Jacob's cave, where there was a scale there, and one was a black rock and
right.
It was a white rock.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob, I'm sorry, Manilok threw the white stone into the water. So the scales are in favor of evil.
So we think.
After this episode, I
you
think
really
it
think,
is.
You really think he's evil?
Who? Saeed?
No.
Manilok? I'm kind of thinking it.
He seems like a good guy to me. I don't know. He didn't kill Kate.
But they waste no time in getting
spoiler alert.
One of the most extensive fights in Lost ever, I think.
I'm thinking, come on, Saeed. I saw you snap some guy's
neck your legs.
When your hands are tied behind your back. I know this guy's a good fight. Come on, man up.
But it was great. I thought that was awesome. And it was one of the best fight scenes in the history of Lost.
We all laughed, though, when he picked up the broom.
Yeah.
You don't bring a broom to a knife fight.
You don't bring a broom to a Jesus stick fight. Okay?
No, there's no way. I go... Really, did he bring up a broom? You're going to need that broom to clean up the mess afterwards. Come on, Saeed.
But at the end of that fight, they kind of roll over his desk and the baseball falls on the floor.
Right.
And this is significant to Dogen, and he lets Saeed go.
And had my theory rolling. Well, no pun intended there.
Yes. But then he tells Saeed to go and never return. We then go with Claire and Man and Locke.
Now, this is the first time I'm thinking. I'm looking at the two together,
uh-huh.
And I'm thinking this is the first time in history that someone would come up to Man and Locke and say, you have better hair than her. Her hair's a mess.
It is. It's pretty bad.
It's like, oh, man, what's crawling in there?
It's like Bob Marley's hair.
Because your mom goes, can't they get better wigs for this show?
That's part of the show.
That's part of the show. Come on.
Almost, I don't think it's a wig. Well, it is a wig.
I almost threw her out of the room.
But Man and Locke needs Claire to go through because obviously he can't go through the ash line.
Right.
Or he just needs Dogen to be killed, either or, I guess. And,
well, he sent, you know, he's kind of a coward sending a woman in to do a man's job.
Well, she says, you know, you're going to hurt them. And Man and Locke says only the ones that don't listen.
Right. And we find out, well, I don't want to spoil anyone.
We then go back to Saeed's flash sideways. And Saeed and his brother, Omar. Omar wakes him up, but Saeed almost kills him there.
Yeah, he didn't have any trouble with his brother.
Yeah. Maybe Dogen's just that good.
He's half asleep. You didn't talk about how Saeed's a stalker, though.
What?
He's carrying a photo of Nadia around in his bag. So
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
That's not weird. He's in love with her. He loves her.
Yeah, but now the kids know. Uncle Saeed, why do you carry this? Because we're friends. Okay, friends. Well, like, we're off. I have friends at school.
Well, Omar is in some debt, and he wants Saeed to convince them to back off Omar. But, you know, he even uses, you know, that he cares about Nadia. Do you care about my family? You need to do this for me. But Saeed still refuses.
Well, didn't he say, I'm a good guy now. I don't do that anymore.
But, you know, we've heard that time and time again. I'm not a torturer anymore. I don't kill people anymore.
You know, it's not. We see this time and time again in Saeed's storyline.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's a bad guy. He can do bad things. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy, but can do bad things. And nobody likes the bad guy until they need them to do bad things.
Uh-huh.
And they always call upon Saeed to do things that he can do because he's a bad guy. That makes sense? It's like a few good men. We want him on that wall. We need him on that wall. But yet we don't want to talk about him being on that wall.
We then go back to Saeed preparing to leave.
There's logic in there somewhere.
Maybe. And Miles stops him, you know, saying, where are you going? And Saeed makes the comment that, you know, they want to kill me, but they, even though they saved me. That's when Miles says, well, dude, you were dead for 2 hours.
2 hours. So now we get a timeline on how long he was dead for.
Yeah. So they were just as shocked as we were when we saw you come to life. That's a long time to be dead. Your brain dead, I think, after 6 minutes. Like, you're not coming back from that, but that's crazy.
It's lost. You can do whatever you want.
I know. We then go back. We go to Claire, and Claire enters into the temple. And
at least Miles thinks she's still hot.
He doesn't care about the hair.
Well, he's been on the island a long time.
He's a face guy.
Yeah. Well, her face is dirty, too. It's like... you wouldn't think it possible that they could make her look kind of grungy. I mean, she just looks, I don't know.
Well, Claire says he wants to talk to you, and, well, Dogen's not that dumb. And he puts Claire in the hole, and Dogen asks Saeed to come with me, and he tells that this man is evil incarnate.
Right.
And he needs to stab him before he even says a word to him. So now he's getting Saeed to do his dirty work.
I figured he was sending Saeed off to die.
Yeah. Now, well, we'll get to that later. We then go back to the Flash sideways, and Saeed sends the kids to school. And this is when I thought, wait, are these Saeed's kids? He seems to care about them a lot.
You did think, hey, are these Saeed's kids? I said, maybe.
Because that's your crackpot theory of the week, or was.
No. No, it wasn't.
It was, then I picked it out.
No, it wasn't my crackpot.
Don't be hating.
No.
Well,
I'm not a hateful person.
That is when Nadia comes out being upset that the husband has been mugged, and Saeed wants to retaliate, but Nadia pleads for him to go back to the house and take care of the kids and
keep
them safe.
That's when you said, oh, they are his kids. You said that.
Yeah. I said that before. I said it when he was putting them in the
bus. You said that confirms it, and I said, no, you're crazy.
Saeed, we then go to Saeed leaving the temple, and Kate is coming back towards the temple.
You know, for all those guns and all those security guards, it's pretty much like a 7-Eleven. You're in, you're out. You want to get a Slurpee? You're in, you're out. Where's the security?
Well, she's a candidate, right? So I guess she gets preferential treatment.
I guess. I'm not a candidate. I couldn't go in and get a Slurpee.
You know, Kate asks, what's going on? Why are you leaving? And he says, well, get the update from Miles.
Right.
So then Kate does go to Miles, and... they kind of reminisce about Sawyer. It was kind of funny. Like, Miles has a bit of a man crush on Sawyer, it seemed like.
Well, he kind of ditched you, huh?
Something like that. No, he said,
Sawyer sent you packing, huh?
Yeah.
I'm like, ouch. And Kate's like, look, I go, do you know who I am?
And then
I'm like the star of this show.
Miles goes, you know, I was going to go with him too, but then I figured he'd probably berate me for 24 hours and then I just leave anyway. So I think that breaks the ice with Kate a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
But Miles tells Kate that Claire is there.
Yeah.
She's still hot.
Still hot.
And
well, he didn't say Claire. He said the Australian chick.
Yeah. And so Kate is excited that Claire is there. And she can tell her stuff she shouldn't be telling her.
Well, she's doing her mission. That was her reason for coming back to the island, was reuniting Claire with Aaron.
We then go to Saeed going into the jungle, and... surrounding him is kind of the smoke monster sounds.
Yeah. I'm thinking, not a good move, Saeed.
I love the way they handled Smokey in this episode. Manlock, I mean, he was just...
You think Terry O'Quinn's loving playing this part?
He was a bad mother, shut your mouth.
You think he loves playing this part?
Yeah.
I wish we would have known all this ahead of time. Yeah, that would have been a great question to ask him.
It's true. Manlock appears... and he says hello. Saeed wastes no time stabbing him. And then he goes, now why'd you go and do that?
and Saeed goes, uh-oh. he had fear in his eyes. And usually you don't see that in Saeed.
I know. Well, usually when you stab somebody, they die. I think Saeed has experience in this. So.
Yeah. Once or twice.
Yeah. We go commercial break. We come back to Manlock and Saeed.
At least he wasn't crying like he was when he was getting tortured.
He gives the knife back to Saeed. And, you know, says, shame on you for falling for it twice. You know, Dogen tried to get somebody else to kill you once, and now you try to get me to kill you. And he wants him to deliver a message, and he says, is there anything that he wish he could have? And he's kind of, you know, playing, you know, make a deal with the devil here.
Well, he said, there is something I want, that something that someone who died in my arms.
And I'll never see her again.
Now, is he talking about Nadia or Shannon?
Nadia. Who's Shannon?
Shannon. Hold on a second. We've made jokes about this before. Everyone who's died on the island, the only one that ever cared was Saeed. The only one that was in mourning for the longest time was Saeed. Claire, Charlie, he's gone. I don't care. Everybody else, someone dies, well, you know, they were supposed to die.
Oh, I mean, I agree. He grieved for like half of season two.
Could it be Shannon?
But
I know the whole episode was surrounded about Nadia, but I would not be shocked if it was Shannon.
I would be shocked if it was Shannon. I would stick to...
I'm just throwing it out there because I remember that Shannon died.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
We then go back to the flash sideways, and Saeed is fixing a broken vase from the kids, presumably. And
the boomerang.
Yes.
It didn't boomerang back.
And Nadia, you know, says it's Omar's responsibility because Saeed offers, saying he has money. And she asks, you know, why do you care about if you pushed her towards your brother?
You know, when Omar was talking, money wasn't going to solve the problem. There was something else that he wanted. Because remember, he said...
He wanted to send him a message, some brute force.
Right, but it was he said he had paid his debt, mm-hmm. but it still wasn't enough. So what else was it that he wanted?
Maybe, we'll get into that when this person...
All right, okay.
But he says, you know, after all I did, I've been, you know, running away for 12 years. I don't deserve you. That's why. I guess that's honorable.
Yeah. Stand up.
We come
Plus,
out
I found someone on the island that I kind of fell in love with, too, so...
That's your theory. I don't think so. But Saeed comes back and to the temple and, you know, says that Maninlock is leaving. He kind of announces it to everybody. And if you're with him, we can all leave together. Whoever stays at 12 o'clock, you're dead. So this kind of sends everybody into a frenzy, don't you think?
Well, yeah, they were asking. I would have left.
Yeah. You know, it's tough, though, because the problem is, this whole time, everyone's kept everybody in the dark. And so who do you trust? Who do you believe? You don't know what's going on. How about if we were more open, we wouldn't have these problems?
Or I'd wait to find out if there's a secret passage out of the temple and wait till something happens and just go out the back of the temple.
Exactly. Or just stick around Kate, I guess. So Kate...
You stick around the stars because you'll be all right.
Yeah.
It's not like Star Trek, you know, where you...
Kate forces Lennon to take her to Claire, and it's put the lotion in the basket hole.
Yeah, she said, where's Claire, hippie boy?
And Kate tells Claire about Aaron, and...
wrong answer, Kate.
Yeah. And she says...
why didn't she say she's with your mom?
Exactly. What was she waiting for?
Of course, so Claire doesn't know her mom is alive.
And you know,
so she wouldn't believe that, would she?
What?
Claire's mom was on life support when she left, right?
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she would know her mom was alive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that would have been stupid for Kate to say that. Good job, Kate.
Well, it would have been stupid. It would have been great if she would have told her.
Well, she's taken her child. And she's already mad about that. Now you're lying about my mom? I don't know.
Well, she's telling the truth, then she'd be happy.
Well, if she...
That doesn't matter. She's crazy anyway. She gives the classic, he's coming.
I can just stay in the hole. I'm good.
So
you can't stop him.
Saeed is kind of in the chaos of the temple, and Lennon is upset at what he did, and he says he still has to give back this knife. I think we know where he's giving this knife.
You mean Saeed?
Yeah, Saeed.
You said Lennon.
Well, I said Lennon is there.
Okay.
But Saeed has to give back his knife. We then go to the flash sideways, and as Saeed is going to pick up the kids, he is picked up in a shady black SUV.
Very shady.
He is taken behind... You know, it's funny how, like, is it just, like, generic mobster rule? You have to, like, own a restaurant, and you do your dirty business in the, like, in the chef's area.
You know, I've owned a restaurant at one time.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to talk about my past, though.
And who is there? Who's the big mob boss? Is Martin Kimi.
Right. He makes nice eggs, man.
Makes good eggs. But at least it's good to know that Kimi's still a jerk.
Yeah, his backstory didn't change. Except he became more powerful.
Yeah, I guess.
He wasn't just a grunt. He was the main guy.
And he wants the money. So he tells him that, you know, he said the debts have been paid. You just want more money.
Well, he's not. He's kind of being, you know, well, it's a shame your brother got mugged right in front of his own place.
Yeah.
It's just not a safe city.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of being.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of being a jerk.
Yeah. And but Saeed, well, he's not facing Dogan. So he actually knocks the guy up behind him, gets his gun, shoots the one guy. The other guy shoots the other guy. And Kimi begs for his life, saying, your debts are paid, you're good, go.
I thought they should have done it in kind of the way he killed Alex. Just maybe had some kind
headshot.
Of maybe saying someone, hey, don't kill him, you know, I don't care about, and then boom. I don't know, it could have been something there.
He just shoots him. I liked it. I liked the way they killed Kimi. Kimi deserves to die in every lifetime, in my opinion.
Wow.
His eggs are terrible. but then he hears some shouting into the fridge. And he goes in to the freezer there, and it is Jin.
Right.
So I guess this is where Jin was going to give the watch to.
Now, do you think he was being held because he gave him the watch and not the money that was in the suitcase? Remember, he lost the money. I mean, he didn't lose the money, but he got held up.
Well, we don't know. We don't know if he still got to keep it.
If he brought the watch and the money, why would he be being held?
Maybe the father was sending the son, Jin, there to be killed.
Why wouldn't they just kill him? Because that's what they don't
maybe
do.
They're holding him for somewhere more information.
Okay. I was thinking maybe
he likes to do his killing in the afternoon.
I was thinking maybe he set him up, gave him the watch, but he didn't give him the money that he was supposed to give him.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think the money was involved with the watch.
So what was all that money for?
I think he wanted to take Sun away, like they could run away. Because remember, back in episode 815... the season 1 finale when he was planning to run away as well, but then
right. Well, maybe this comes back to the guy that was in the restroom that came up to his son.
I just said.
Did you say that?
Yeah, saying in the season finale of last when he was planning to, and then the Pike guy came up to him.
I apologize, I didn't listen.
That's what I just said. Oh man!
But you know, most people don't listen to you,
uh-huh.
So I'm just helping you out.
Yeah. We go to commercial break and we come back with Dogan sitting by the fountain there, and Saeed comes up to him, and Dogan is holding the baseball,
mm-hmm.
And he talks about, you know, he got a promotion, and they went out celebrating, he drank too much, and he always picked up his son from baseball practice on Friday, and presumably he drunk and drived and killed his son.
But he survived.
He survived. But then this man, Jacob, offered to save his son, but he had to...
He could never see him again. Now, does this sound like a nice guy? Does this sound like a good guy?
What do you mean? Who?
Jacob.
Or, well...
Is he men in lock? Or...
Or is this...
Are they just one in the same?
Or is... I mean, he drunk and drove. He should be thankful that his kid gets to be alive. This is part of his punishment.
I understand that, but who is But we're always told Jacob gives people a choice. He doesn't decide their fate.
Sometimes.
No, that's not what people have argued. The people that have argued that
no, Jacob himself has said sometimes you need to be more direct, saying take this guitar case back to the island, and sometimes you need to let them make their own choices.
That's different than forcing him to stay there the rest of his life.
That's part of the deal to save your son's life.
Okay, I think it. It pretty
it's
much
part of sacrifice.
It cements the theory that they're one and the same.
No, I don't think it does at all.
I think it does.
Not even close.
I think it does. Wrong.
Maybe, you know, two sides of good and evil, you know, but not the same person.
All right, we'll find out in 11 more weeks.
but then Saeed, after hearing this tale, and I think Dogan knows his days are numbered.
Well, it was such a touching story, and I go, and Saeed sat down next to him, I go, wow, they get a bond or something? No. Well,
nope. Saeed kills him.
Yeah.
Throws him into the water, suffocates him. And then Landon comes again. What are you doing? He was the only guy that was saving us. Protecting us.
You idiot. And so, that's what you don't say to Saeed. You don't call Saeed an idiot.
Especially when he has a sweet knife.
Yeah.
So then Lennon's cuts throat. His throat is cut, thrown into the pool as well. But do you think they're gonna be saved?
You know, I was thinking maybe they come back because they're in that special
dirty water.
Dirty spring water.
This next thing I'm going to just call the Wrath of Smokey. Because with the death of Dogan, Smokey enters in and just tears the place apart.
Now, why are people still standing there with their guns?
Yeah, don't they realize it's just not going to work?
I realize they don't have any lines.
But man, I've never seen a smoke monster this big, this powerful, this just menacing, just that tearing the place
that
apart.
That angry.
So I guess without Jacob holding him back, he can really do some damage. So Miles and Kate try to escape. Kate goes after Claire.
Well, Miles seemed to know where to go because he'd probably been around the temple a lot.
Yeah. Well, Kate kind of kicked him in the butt, though, to get moving. But Kate decides to go after Claire, which is stupid. Claire doesn't want to budge. And as the smoke monster comes flying through, she kind of dives into the...
Well, she jumped on the rope and, you know...
Yeah.
We saw Sawyer struggling on the rope ladder. I think Kate's a little stronger on the rope ladder than Sawyer. Got to call him out on that.
Or maybe she's just a little lighter.
Well, she jumped and she grabbed she's got some cannons on her and she grabbed it and just held on.
That's not Sawyer's fault. The rope just broke.
Well, Sawyer was screaming like a little girl. Sorry, Sawyer fans. Go back and watch it. You go back and watch the tape. Kate, who you guys all hate, jumped in and held on.
So then, seemingly out of nowhere, Alana, Lapidus, Son, and Ben get to Miles. And Ben says he's going to go after Saeed.
Now, why is he going after Saeed?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he feels responsible for messing him up. But
why? Because Saeed shot at him when he was a little boy?
But when Ben gets there to where Saeed is there sitting in front of the pool.
He knows it's not Saeed.
No, yeah. Saeed's kind of, he's gone to the dark side.
He knows. You saw his face like, okay, I'll come back for you later.
And then in the after bloody math of the Wrath of Smokey, there's a very creepy version of Catch a Falling Star. And
save it for a bloody
I feel
day.
Bad for Kate because now she's with Crazy Claire, Evil Saeed, and the rest of the people that are now following Man and Locke. And things don't look well. This was a dark, dark episode of Lost.
Did you see Cindy there?
No, I didn't. But I'm sure we'll probably look back and see.
I didn't see any kids there either.
No. But this is without a doubt, the darkest Lost episode, in my opinion. It was a great episode, but it was very dark.
I've only seen one person who didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
In an email, they said they hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you can hate it, but you know, everyone has their own opinion. I thought it was a very good episode. Not much on the comedy, but I guess that's what they weren't going for.
No, and I like it, though. I like that it's going to have to get dark before it gets light, you know.
What?
Okay. It's going to have to get dark before it gets light.
You know, you ever heard that analogy?
Yeah, it's great. Good one. I like it.
The night is darkest before the dawn.
Okay, Yogi.
All right. So that's what we thought about this episode. First, we're going to get into an ad from our sponsors, then some listener feedback. This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 60,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For listeners of this podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. One audiobook to consider is Through the Looking Glass, Unabridged. Through the Looking Glass is a sequel of sorts to Alice in Wonderland. Alice, now slightly older, walks through a mirror into the Looking Glass house and immediately becomes involved in a strange game of chess. Soon, she is exploring the rest of the house and meets a sequence of characters now familiar to most. Tweedledum and Tweedledee, Jack and Jack, the Red Queen, Humpty Dumpty, Jack, and the Walrus, to name a few. The popular and linguistically playful poem Jabberwocky is also found in Through the Looking Glass, and also... This was a title of the season 3 Lost finale, one of the best episodes. And Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass have been featured prominently throughout the history of Lost. Get this free audiobook today. Go to audiblepodcast.com/lost. Once again, that's audiblepodcast.com/lost.
Listener feedback.
All right, so it's in our feedback time. Got a lot of calls, tweets, and yous to get into.
Hey, we forgot to mention that Jack was in the hospital.
Yes.
Okay, just to point that out.
Okay. All right, Jack, you ready for some phone calls?
I'm just trying to save you from some hate mail.
Why, we both do the recap.
Yeah, but you kind of rushed. You kind of rushed through it today.
Rushed through it?
I'm just kidding. I just wanted to point out that Jack was in the Flash. Just flash sideways.
Okay. All right. Well, here is the first set of phone calls.
Hey, Dan, Jack. This is Jess from South Carolina.
Oh my gosh, that episode was insane. Starting with Saeed at the very beginning, being old Saeed, and oh goodness. That, I think that's been my favorite episode so far. I'm really anxious to see what's going to happen with Claire and Kate now that Claire knows Kate really did pick her son. So can't wait to listen to your theories. Have a good day.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Dave from Massachusetts. Just saw the episode Sundown. Wasn't what we were predicting with Jin slash Sun-centric episode, but damn, that was good. Now, I gotta say, Jay, that it seems like Locke is the leader of the others, or what's left of them, so you're kind of right about that. That's about it. Enjoy the podcast. Thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Patrick from North Carolina. I just finished watching Sundown, and I kind of have a theory now that the water, we kind of are thinking that, you know, Saeed is turning evil because he got resurrected with that water, but I'm kind of starting to think that maybe instead of people being infected, that they've been sort of coerced by the smoke monster, Man in Lock, to thinking that they can have something and that they'll do anything for it. And so instead of them being evil and that's why they're doing all this crazy stuff, they're doing it for another cause. So that's my theory. I'm sticking to it.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
Well, basically, like Patrick says, they're making a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
He's promising them everything they could possibly want.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll give you whatever you want. He told Sawyer he could get off the island. Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe Sawyer's off the island. We don't know where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
But he's promising them anything they want.
A deal with the devil.
And they're willing to kill for it.
Mm-hmm. Saeed is, anyway.
Well, Saeed, yeah. Well, Claire seems to obviously be...
She's crazy.
She's had no trouble killing people.
She's just bananas.
That's her friend. My friend lets me kill people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Dave, I do you want to take this, Jay? Do you want to say that Locke is now the leader of the others?
No, I will not. I will not take that one as part of that because it's not Locke. It's the devil. It's evil. It's Esau.
Maybe Locke has been evil the whole time.
No, no. I will not agree with that. Mm-mm.
So you're not going. You're not.
Biting on that one.
Dave has said, "Here, you can have your theory." The first time in... you're running out of episodes, Jay. You got 10 more,
because
and then the finale.
I'm not cheap and shallow with my theories like you are, just trying to grasp at straws.
Well, you don't have any,
anything.
So this is your one that you could have. It's right
plenty.
There for you.
You just say I don't have any. You're like a politician. You just keep throwing it out there, and people just start believing it.
Hey, whatever works. Sometimes you got to make a deal with the devil. Mm-hmm. So, and then Jess, what's going to happen with Claire in... How's Claire gonna? What's gonna go on with Claire and they get together next week and have a girl talk next week? Where's my son?
No, I think it's where's my baby.
She doesn't talk like that anymore. You can't say that.
You don't know that because she's not mad yet.
Where's my shampoo is more like it. So what's gonna go on?
Well, I think we finally get to have our Claire versus Kate. I don't know. She was just crazy in this episode. She has creeped me
she
out.
She is messing, again, she has her child has been taken from, I'll give her this, though. She's
what?
Not like Rousseau. Rousseau just gave up.
No, at least Rousseau just was not as creepy. Good Lord.
Rousseau said, oh, my child's over there, the others took her, and I can't have her back.
Children of the corn much? Good Lord.
At least Claire, all 80 pounds of her,
uh-huh.
is going after her child. She wants her child
no,
back.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she. That's what.
Okay,
she,
when
her
Kate
mission.
Told her where the child was, did she say, "Oh, then why did I come in here?" No, she's still on Locke's side, even though
because,
he lied to her.
Because evil Locke has told her, "I will get your child back."
But it was
Stick
obvious that he lied.
Well, at this point, she doesn't know.
Yeah, she does, because Kate told her.
But how does she know Kate took her child? She doesn't know what's going on.
That's what I'm saying. Claire's gone bye bye.
All right.
All right, Jack, you ready for the last set of calls here?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Hello, Jay and Jack. This is Chris from Virginia. I've been sitting on a theory for a while now, and that I just saw this episode. I'm really starting to think it's going to come true. So, Jacob and Man in Black or Evil Jacob, whatever you're going to call him. They both make offers for people, and Evil Jacob, Man in Lock, whatever, he's going to make an offer to Kate, and Kate's going to say she wants to go back. She wants everything to be normal, and that's exactly what's going to happen.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Sean from Superior calling in again. Just hit with the episode. That was great. I don't think we've ever seen such a dark ending ever. With I guess we're supposed to assume that they are the Man in Lock is the evil side. With the, I don't know, it just seemed really dark. While I was watching it, I just had a theory, a crackpot theory, I guess. It's not really fleshed out yet. When I first saw the baseball on Logan's desk and it fell, for some reason I thought maybe Dogan got that from the box that Ben used to be able to pull items from, like Lost Dad. And then that got me thinking, what if the Flash sideways, even the Flash forwards and back, are the real world? So the writers aren't lying when they say it's not an alternate universe, it's not anything like that. That's the real world. Meanwhile, the island's outside of that. And the real world is what they were calling the box. That's what they're pulling stuff from. So when they detonated the bomb, it just made a new type of one reality, the real place, and the island's still outside of it, and then that's the box, maybe? That's why they're going back and forth? Because now that Dogan's not from the Black Rock, he was a businessman. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out a little more, but because now it seems like he's not what we thought. He's more modern, and now the Man in Black gave him back his life on the real world. So, just a theory tossing out there. It's not really fleshed out yet, but wanted to bring it up. So I will listen to you guys tomorrow.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Luke from Florida. Good episode tonight. Not too many answers, really. But, I mean, I think they're setting it up to, you know, eventually answer all, come on a couple episodes. One quick thing. It looks to me like they're setting it up kind of how it was a few seasons ago where the freighter people were coming. Jack wanted to go to him and leave the island, and Locke wanted to stay on the island and not trust him. I don't know if it's not really Locke, it's fake Locke, but it kind of looks like that's where it's going to, where Jack's going to want to stay on the island, and the fake Locke is going to want to be against him and go and leave the island. It looks like Locke's got a few more people on his side than Jack does at the moment, but I don't know. Interested to see where this goes. Love the show, guys. Keep that up.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Who let Claire into this podcast?
I don't know about you, but I started looking behind me. What's going on here?
Thank you for those calls.
I had bad dreams all night tonight. That song's been in my head the whole time.
Oh, me too. Me too.
I think I might put it on a loop and just play it. Just play it for a whole podcast.
They're here.
So, what do you think, Luke? That this is all setting up like the freighter, that Locke's going to want to be off the island, Jack's going to want to stay on the island. What do you think, Jay?
Kind of like a role reversal here.
Right.
I think it'd be interesting. It wouldn't be like the same Locke per se. But
no, it's not, because that Locke is buried.
Yeah.
On the beach.
Yeah, but no, I think that would be a fun little twist of fate the role reversal, even though it's not really Locke, but I think it would be fun.
It could be the direction they're going.
Yeah.
Well, they're running out of people on the island, aren't they?
Yeah.
How many people could possibly, I mean, where's Rose and Bernard?
You know, I think they really did end their storyline last season.
But they're still on the island, right?
I guess
with
we can
Vincent,
assume.
We haven't seen, well, we didn't see Vincent last week, right? That wasn't him
baby carriage?
No.
I hope not.
The cradle.
That just make Claire even creepier. I think that'd be an interesting kind of dynamic there.
Actually, looking at Claire, maybe you were right to dump her when you did. maybe you could see into the future.
I got out right before it went downhill.
That is the key to getting out of a bad relationship, is knowing when to get out.
Yeah, got to know when to hold them.
Things just aren't working out here. You got pretty eyes and stuff like that, but I think something's gonna happen here. I need to, you know, it's not you, it's me. I don't wash my hair. I'm crazy.
Yeah.
It's not you, Claire. It's me. So I, you know, all those years I've been giving you a hard time, and
see, I was right. I was right.
And so, what do you think about Sean's theory about the box and the?
Well, I think it's interesting in that, to me, it's looking like, and the caller before that, I believe, had kind of the same idea that the flash sideways, and this has been going around, is the maybe what Jacob or Esau's wish fulfillment of the island people. You know, this could be Saeed's wish being able to have Nadia back. And that's what he's got. So maybe, saying like...
The deal they made with the devil is actually what happened.
Or they could have made it with Jacob, because it appears Jacob can't offer these same things. I kind of like that, maybe thinking that the flash sideways is the box, or the flash sideways is the reality, and, you know, the island is the box. But, you know, I think they're interesting theories that I think work pretty well.
Well, we've got a lot of emails on that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I know I read a lot in the last 2 days that were saying that. I go, well, you know, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So maybe that is the direction they're going. Of course, this is Lost.
Because it's Damon and Carlton have emphasized multiple times that the flash sideways are not alternate realities.
Well, maybe we'll ask Mr. Lindelof on March 21st.
Mm-hmm. But we may have the answer by then. Who knows? We have more episodes. But if not, we're definitely asking that question.
And then Chris, I said he was sitting on a theory for a while. Got to be careful. You can hurt yourself. I speak from experience.
Uh-huh.
When you get a theory, you just want to get off it and just...
Okay, let's just stop while we're behind on that one.
Okay. I like his theory, though, that Kate is going to make a deal with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that's where he was going.
Yeah.
Because we're on this devil kick today.
Mm-hmm.
That she wants to go back and have everything, you know, everything correct.
Exactly, yeah, I was saying earlier, like, this flash sideways is like everyone's perfect ending.
But then why was she still running from the law?
There's only so much, maybe the deal was, we'll let you get off like it never happened before, but you still got to live within the world that you did live in. It can't be a perfect happy ending.
There's
no such thing.
You make a deal with the devil, it should be a perfect happy ending.
There's no such thing as a perfect happy ending when you make a deal with the devil. Just ask Robert Johnson.
I understand that, but at first, I mean, she shouldn't have to be running for the marshal. I still say her and the marshal were married at one point.
Yeah,
they have a connection there.
That one's old and tired, my friend.
Well, I'm old and tired because I've been sitting on theories too long and hurt myself.
They're not hatching.
Not hatching. I'm trying. I'm still working.
I just call you Locke.
I'd rather be Locke right now than Claire, though.
Yeah. Well.
Well.
You do kind of look like him.
Hey, I wonder, I would love to ask her that question, though. Emily DeRaven, if she likes playing this part better than just being the kind of the girl that just kind of whined.
You would say that to her face?
No, her character was kind of whiny, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, seriously, I mean, what was her character? You make fun of her all the time.
I think she's more than just a girl that whined.
She was kind of just a girl that whined.
No.
Yes.
No, she added more than just that.
No.
We made fun of her for it, but it was...
Poor Claire. Now she has a dark side to her. She's got a kind of edgy side to her.
I wouldn't say it's dark. It's just creepy.
I would say that as an actor, an actress, that would be a lot more fun to play than someone that's the good guy.
Yeah.
She was a sweetheart. Okay, instead of whining, she was a sweetheart of the island.
It's like the time when you broke it to Ken Leung that people hated him.
Yeah.
His character.
He goes, I hadn't heard that. I go, you know, like, they're kind of like people were hoping that, you know, some people were hoping the grenade would fall out of your mouth. Crickets.
Oh, man. All right.
I didn't know. It was my first interview. I was...
All right. Well, we have a lot of you...
I was a little green there.
You tweet backs to get to. Jack, what do you say we do it?
Hey, I ask the tough questions, and I make no excuses for it.
Here we go. It's you tweet back time. Excerpts taken from the discussions on ublog.org and our Twitter page at twitter.com/JJack. And Jack. First up, we're going with the U-blogs here, the U-blog theories. First up is Steven. Jack, man of science. John, man of faith. Saeed, man of action.
Exactly.
They need to make a Saeed action figure with, like, karate chop action or something.
It just snaps your neck.
Yeah, no, yeah. That neck snapping action and that with
toy,
your feet.
That toy would have to be recalled. It just be too many injuries.
This next one's from Juan. Aren't there 108 times two stitches in a baseball? I think there's 108 stitches in a baseball.
I always was told 108. I've never counted them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's thinking like each side is a double stitch, but I looked it up. It is. It's 108 stitches. Some people consider it double stitch, though, making it 216, but you can go either way with it.
I'll go with 108.
There's another nice little number reference there. Noel says, yeah, Locke's definitely starting to sound like Satan, master of temptation, world at your feet, so on and so forth.
Yeah, I can't argue with it.
Brian, man in Locke is turning into a used car salesman.
I like that one. Sorry.
5,000 says, after Saeed's warning to everyone, Dogen's Run.
That would make a good movie. Runner!
Steven in D.C. The dingo ate the woman who stole my baby.
People are having a lot of fun with this episode. Yeah. This is a really dark episode. A lot of people dying and stuff like that. Hey, I got it. We'll make some jokes. But you know, making jokes does make you feel better. So,
exactly.
You know, laughter is the best cure for everything. So maybe we just need to get everyone to laugh. Mm-hmm. Maybe Claire just needs a good chuckle.
Maybe she does.
Come on, Claire. Come on. I see you smiling. Smile.
The next one's from Stan.
Don't laugh.
This one will change the mood, I guess.
Okay.
Not my favorite episode. It seemed like it was a transitional show. Not much was revealed. A new minor character, too, was killed, and some characters reunited. That was it. It was overhyped. Not much better than a Kate episode.
Wow. Whoa.
I disagree. I thought it was a really good episode.
I thought it was a good episode.
I mean, the action in this episode was fantastic.
The fight scene that had
whole thing. I mean, Saeed and killing Kimi. I mean, come on. There was just a lot of great stuff in it.
I thought it was a good episode. I still think the Lighthouse was my favorite one so far.
I loved Lighthouse.
Because just it had
a lot of the classic stuff from season one.
Right. But this one, I thought it was really good.
It was really dark.
I know it was a dark episode. We've been getting emails and stuff from people saying, stop complaining about them not giving answers. I keep saying, oh, we're just joking about it, because without any questions, we wouldn't really have anything to talk about.
Exactly. I mean, that's the show.
It'd be like a podcast with Jay.
And last but not least, Jeremy in Mississippi says, I thought it was interesting that they had the scene with Saeed and Ben. Ben is basically the one that drove Saeed into becoming a killer a few seasons back. Ben is also the one that killed Jacob. The thing Saeed and Ben have in common is they both made the pivotal moves in the game between Jacob and Locke.
Well, like I said, Ben knew right away when he saw Saeed turn around and look. Oh.
All right, I'm moving
okay,
on.
Okay, we're going. I'm not going to look for Claire either.
All right, now we're going to go to the tweets.
Do you think maybe he was going after Saeed to kill him, maybe?
No, definitely not.
I don't understand. I'll go get Saeed. Where did Ben become this heroic hero? I'll go get Saeed.
Maybe this is what they decided. I don't know. We're going to the tweets here. This is from TJ Simmons. I didn't see that coming. Saeed's leap into the pool looked superhuman.
It did.
This next one's from...
Well, I said in the recap, it looked like they were going to have like a bonding. Like,
yeah, I know.
No, behind your kid.
And they're like,
horrible.
Oh, they're going to go for a swim. Oh, no.
No. Don't sweep. You just ate. You're going to get a cramp.
This one's from Angel Laub. I felt so sad for Saeed and really afraid of him at the same time. Me too. I mean, it's just like, he looked possessed.
He did. He's a scary guy.
This next one's from RJ Staines. Best episode yet. They just keep getting better and better. Creepy Claire plus creepy Saeed equals great television. This next one's from Sundust. I really want someone still living on the island to die in the alt universe. It'd be interesting to see what would happen. Let's say this flash sideways. Kimi did die, but of course he's not on the island, so that's true.
Well, he was dead already, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. So
I think he's talking about like a Kate, yeah. A Jack,
yeah.
A Sawyer.
That'd be interesting. This next one's from Aaron M. Perry. Where are our answers? Fantastic episode, but we're running out of time, and I'm starting to doubt. Is Esau disappointed in me, too?
I'm going to tell you right now, if May 24th happens,
uh-huh.
And we're sitting there going, huh? They didn't answer any questions. Then we can riot.
Mm-hmm.
But until, there's going to, people, I'm telling you, we keep saying this. there's going to be questions they don't answer.
Yeah, and you know what? I think they're giving a good amount of story. Like today, we got a good backstory into Dogen, how he got there. We also got, you know,
it also set us up where the whole argument about Jake. Well, it's asking more questions: is Jacob a good guy or a bad guy?
Well, that and you know, kind of explaining, bringing the scale into the picture. You know, I think
there's, we found out what the test was.
Yeah, there's little bits of information that are given. Sure, they're not huge reveals, but it's telling the story. You don't want all the answers right off the bat, or it's not going
to
be any fun.
I don't think there's many questions left to answer that they're going to answer.
I'll tell you.
That's why they're filming it the way they are.
I'll tell you this. I recently saw a movie this weekend where I called the end of it before it even happened. You know what? It wasn't that fun. So, you know, just enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. It's part of the fun of the. It's part of the magic.
I saw a movie for the first time since Blindside.
Uh huh.
Called Cop Out.
Good movie.
I thought it was funny.
I would think so too if I could see it. This one's again from T.J. Simmons. Baseball falling off the table was some sort of sign to Dogen, prophecy that his time was over.
Ah, could be.
Or just maybe bringing back to the forefront that
why he was there. My theory was going to be that it belonged to a family member of his.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know his son. Mm-hmm. I think maybe his dad or something.
And this last one is from Tara Saloom. Interesting how Jacob brought Dogen to the island. I wonder if Jacob and Flock are both in it for themselves. No good, no evil.
Maybe.
So I think that's interesting.
I think it's...
They both offer very similar, you know, promises.
Hmm.
I wonder
why that is.
I think the difference is, though,
I wonder why
that Jacob's offer comes with sacrifice. It, you know, he gets to live, but he doesn't get to see his son, and he has to go and perform tasks on this island.
I think the same, though, for Saeed. He had to go kill a bunch of people.
Yeah, but he still gets to go and spend time with this dead person. That's the difference. And I think that does kind of play into the more just Jacob as opposed to the more
I'm still saying they're the same guy.
All right.
Okay. I'm just saying.
All right, Jack. Are you ready for some crack pottiness, theoriness
yes,
of the weakness?
I am ready for some crack pottiness.
All right, here we go. Let me get the drum set ready.
Okay, a lot of people think that Desmond is important to this story.
Yeah,
I think so too. You answered a lot of emails this last couple of days. I answered a lot of them. Desmond's important.
Mm.
Plus, Eloise told him that, hey, you're not done with that island. The island's not done with you yet.
Yep.
Okay, he's going to eventually come back to the island. And his job is going to be see the men in Locke killed. But he can't do it. He's going to have to convince his replacement to do it, which a lot of people think is Jack. So his job is going to be convince Jack that he has to kill. The only one that can kill men in Locke is Jack.
Okay, why?
I haven't figured it out yet. But
Desmond has to come back and convince Jack to kill him.
Because it's never you. I can't, you know, because Jacob, he couldn't kill. You know, there's always a roundabout way of how they have to get in and
kill. There's the loopholes. Yeah.
So the loophole is that he has to, the whole game, the end game is for the game to end, Jack has to kill.
End game is for the game to end?
Whatever it is, I'm trying to say. The end game is that for the game to end. Stop confusing me. I don't need any help. For the game to end, Jack is going to have to kill Men in Locke. Maybe that's why they were setting. Why when Locke said you have to be the leader, and he kept aggravating Jack the whole time, making it easier for Jack to kill him in the end. That was just a joke, but I'm just saying. I think that's what's going to happen. Desmond's going to have to come to the island to convince Jack that he has to kill Men in Locke.
Okay.
Because I think Men in Locke's going to make some kind of offer to Jack. You know, whatever, that maybe he can be with Kate, or maybe he can, you know. Maybe he can go back and see his son, and maybe that's what he's going to have to remember. Why they gave us David is there has to be some kind of reason, you know, maybe to break the chain of the daddy issues was one of them. But maybe Jack's going to have to decide you can have your son and your life off the island. But Desmond's going to have to convince him that you have to, for the sake of your friends, you're going to have to kill Men in Locke.
All right,
because Desmond can't do it.
Okay,
and that's why we saw Desmond on the plane.
Okay, so that's
my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right,
Jack. Look, I'm pretty much right. Again, it's not my theory, but I'm telling you, I'm agreeing with everybody else. Men in Lock and Jacob, same guy.
There's a lot of people that don't agree with you, too, though. So
I think after tonight, a lot of people are going, hey, that old crazy guy?
Nah.
He's smart.
I bet you 5 tallies you are going to be wrong.
5 tallies? You even have track of the old tallies?
No, but it'd give you a lot.
All right, I'll take the 5 tally bet. Gosh, I hope I don't lose. Can I get a loan on some tallies out there? Anyone? Hey, is Kimi still around? I could use some tallies.
All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
He owed me some tallies. What am I supposed to? Well, I want to wish the gentleman who does our contest.
Mm-hmm.
We would not have this contest anymore if it wasn't for him running it.
Not the Holiday Inn contest.
Our question that we give the answer. Yeah. The how many times the dude count and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's his birthday tomorrow. So let's all wish Vikas a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Woo!
So seriously, without him, I wouldn't have time to do it.
We would sing you happy birthday, but then we have to pay the rights to it, and that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So happy birthday.
Maybe we can just have Claire sing you, put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day.
I don't know what you. I don't want to know what you put in your pocket, please.
That's the song, isn't it?
Catch a Falling Star.
Catch a Falling Star, whatever.
Starting it with Put It in Your Pocket, it's a whole new song. Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Man, you're just not nice today. You're just a mean, mean person. You know what? You and Claire deserve each other. Really, you do.
All right.
There's no reason to be mean.
Here we go.
Do you make a deal with the devil or something? Gosh.
All right, guys, that is our show for this Wednesday.
About time.
If you'd like to give us a call, you can give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
Again, it's 206-309-0311. Call any time with your last questions, comments, and or
theories.
Also, you can send us an email at
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Once again, lostpodcast@gmail.com.
And I'd like to thank everyone who sent us an email. Everyone. They were great. They were fantastic, except one person, him and his father, right back at you. All I'm going to say.
Also, twitter.com/JandJack for all of the updates, anything that's going on with what Jack and I do related to Lost or, other things we're working on. Follow us at twitter.com/JandJack. That's where we get the updates. That's where we get to know what's going on. That's the easiest way to
keep
in touch with us.
That's where the cool kids hang out. Actually, I think Twitter is probably isn't it?
That's why I said Twitter.
I thought you said JandJack message board.
No, I said twitter.com/JandJack.
I'm sorry. I just don't listen.
You're flashbacking
to
2006.
gosh. Because JandJack message board. Yeah, whatever.
We're working on something new. We are. But also, you can go to jandjack.com for all important information related to the show. Jack, let's get into some 30-hour podism. Autism Speaks 30-hour podcast. But I also want to say the hotel deadline has been pushed back 1 week for reservations. So now for people have until March 8th. It's $68 a night. The number is 919-821-0888. This hotel is right next to the Iceplex, so it's pretty easy.
It's walking distance.
Yeah. Say you're with JandJack's podcast for Autism Speaks. Email lpdonate@gmail.com with any questions. Checking it daily.
Well, people right. have been wondering what you could do there. There's going to be ice skating available there. We're also going to have some pickup hockey.
Going to be USA versus the Canadians again in a foosball championship of the century.
Nice. That'll be a showstopper.
It's going to be great.
There will be pickup hockey. It's $20 per person. Every penny goes to Autism Speaks. There's two sessions from 3:45 to 5:15, and then 5:30 to 7 o'clock, or 7:15, I apologize. So that's open to anyone who wants to come out and play some hockey. Also, Ralph from Darmalars has actually come up with a total. He's going to be on from 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Sunday, the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
If they raise a certain amount, and here's the amount.
Like during this time.
During that two-hour window, if they hit the amount, so say we're at 30,000, we get to the next whatever total he wants in uh-huh. 2 hours. He will unfire Ben and come back and do the final episode of the season of Lost with the Darmalars. The Darmalars will be back.
Yes.
And the total is $1,516.23. Now, if the 5 listeners that used to listen to Darmalars, I figure what, like, need about $300 each?
2 of them were us.
Yeah, so I'm not putting any money in. So so if the other 3 can put the money... No, seriously. If you really want Darmalars to come back for... And it's for a great cause. $1,516.23 during that time.
I say, come on, we can do it.
I say we can do it. Also, John Cicada has donated a season 4 Blu-ray set of Lost, season 4 of Lost, signed by none other than Jorge Garcia. And that is going into the auction block, along with everything else we receive. I mean, we're going to organize this all the next week or so and get it all up on our message board and stuff like that. It's going to be a great deal. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay.
I drew a blank. The statue that Global Cash Card is giving away, the 10 lucky finalists for the Dharma van that you guys should be entering in.
Uh-huh.
Seriously, we were talking about we were looking at photos of it. I want to win this Dharma van.
Oh, it's so awesome.
And you notice that ABC is doing a kind of a contest thing?
Yeah, but it's not even cool, as cool as
ours.
Well, sorry.
I said, you know what? They steal my theories. They steal our ideas. That's okay. I'm cool. I like ABC. I wouldn't be doing all their podcasts if I didn't. Exclusively with ABC. But we're going to have 11 statues made, and someone will be able to bid on eBay for the statue, and every penny will go to Autism Speaks.
Yes, exactly.
It's really crazy what's going on. This is the best.
It gets bigger every year.
And it's all for a great cause. 30 hours of nothing but pure entertainment. Except for the foosball tournament, because I just don't get that one. But
it's going to be fun. Come on. Why can't you get into it? I get into all your stupid stuff.
My stuff is great.
All right.
I made a deal with Men in Lock.
Guys, I got my own barber set, so now I don't have to really go to the barber anymore. Yeah. You didn't have to go to before that either.
What would your deal be? What would you want? What deal would you make with Men
what
in
deal
Lock?
Would I...
With Men in Lock?
I don't know. I'm happy. I don't...
There's got to be something. There's always something.
I always say, like, if I got a genie, I would say just have, like, an unlimited amount of cash. What else do you need?
That money doesn't buy happiness.
I know, but it makes life a lot easier.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I always say you don't see the rich people giving it up. Money doesn't buy happiness.
I mean, it doesn't. Money does not. I mean, you can have all the money in the world, be completely miserable.
Right.
So it doesn't buy you.
You have to make yourself happy first.
Exactly. So it's all about yourself. But it makes life easier, that's for sure. All right, so Jack, let's get out of here. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.